This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker and the Daily Buzz. If you've ever wondered why there are so many ads and commercials out there, this might explain it. 7 out of 10 Americans tell a new survey they've stuck to the same brands they grew up with. That includes office and school supplies, kitchen appliances, and sports gear. But out of everyone, most millennials say they dropped their favorite brand just after one bad experience. Boy, I still use brands. My parents did. And their parents did. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration spending $8 million on a media campaign to get drivers 18 to 44 to slow down, ease off that lead foot. Nearly 12,000 people died in speed-related crashes last year. Over 11,000 in 2020, which is huge because there was less traffic on the roads because of the pandemic. About a few random facts. The Sharp Electronics Company got its name because the founder invented ever-ready sharp mechanical pencils. Thomas Edison predicted in 1894 that it would be scientifically impossible for someone to ever make a phone call across the Atlantic Ocean. Obviously, it was possible and happened for the first time in 1927, just a few days before he passed away. And did you know or do you care? Duke University is named after James Buchanan Duke, the guy responsible for creating the cigarettes. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. The Daily Buzz. Daily Buzz, part two. In Spain, three men had running with the bulls on their bucket list. Unfortunately, it led them to kicking the bucket. Two were gored, one trampled by a bull during a run near Valencia, Spain. And a French tourist who found himself on the wrong side of the horns also died. Why? A nearly 50-year-old cold case in Pennsylvania has been solved thanks to advanced DNA technology. Lindy Sue Bleicher was 19 when she was stabbed to death in her apartment in 1975. DNA from that knife led to 68-year-old David Sinopoli being arrested after detectives matched it up from a coffee cup he threw in a trash can at the Philadelphia International Airport. He was living less than 5 miles from the crime scene with his wife and four kids. Another coffee study. This one says drinking 2 to 4 cups a day can make you live longer. Study followed 17,000 British adults. Those who chugged an average of 3 cups a day reduced their risk of death by several years, regardless of whether they used sugar, artificial sweeteners, or drank decaf. All right. And how's your grill game? Three pitmasters from Panther City Barbecue in Fort Worth, Texas, broke a Guinness World Record by grilling food for 40 hours, 49 minutes, and 17 seconds. That broke the previous record for longest barbecue marathon by about 49 minutes. Ended up with 450 pounds of burger, 300 pounds of fajitas, and 100 pounds of onions and peppers. All of it, by the way, donated to frontline workers for charity. Knucklehead news out of Canada, where a woman woke Monday to find an intruder sleeping on her sofa. She called 911, but the dispatcher told her police were busy and that she should try to wake him up. She refused. Cops finally showed up about 20 minutes later to get the guy out. He became aggressive. Took 4 cops to drag him out of the house. The police say they're providing feedback to the dispatcher who handled the call. And that's another week of the Daily Buzz. Paul L. at Midwest Family, SWMI, my email address if you'd like to send me something to buzz about. yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery, today a gift, and that's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Andecker. Let's buzz again on Monday. Have a great weekend.